The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's annual winter outlook helps predict average temperatures and snowfall. This year, most of the country is experiencing what's called an equal chance, meaning there's no strong scientific data that can help predict if temperatures and snowfall will be above or below normal or average. Jeff Boyne is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says this phenomenon is influenced by water temperatures in the Pacific.
It's just a rare occurrence there. That means we're not either warmer than normal, which would be an El Nino, or colder than normal, which would be a La Nina.
In northwest Wisconsin, National Weather Service meteorologist in Duluth, Mike Stewart, says they predict average snowfall and temperatures this winter. That means 100 to 120 inches of snowfall near Lake Superior and 50 to 70 inches of snowfall further inland throughout the winter. Temperature-wise, there could be about 20 days when it's below zero. Stewart says winter outlooks are important for many entities.
Utilities, they know how much gas to buy, natural gas. Also, electrical companies, people that have electric heat, for users such as ourselves at home, will know, okay, are we going to have a cold winter? Do I need to set aside a little bit more for gas for our heating? Do I need to buy more fuel oil?
Municipalities also use winter outlooks to help predict how much salt to buy for de-icing roads. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.